amazing love. Do you know that God loves you, that He has a special plan for your life through His Word and by His Spirit? This program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
Good evening. Welcome to Amazing Love. And that amazing love comes from none other but the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was not one of many prophets. He is the prophet. He's not one along with Buddha, Moses, Socrates, or Mohammed. He is the firstborn of the creator of the universe. He is the only savior, the only king, the only redeemer. He is the one who has laid down his life for you and for me, has been resurrected on the third day, sits on the right-hand side of the Father, and he shall come and judge the living and the dead. Do you believe that? Is Jesus the center of your life? Do you know him as Savior? Many times in going to church, we pray to God, but the God of the universe is not a reality in our life. Have you had a personal experience with Jesus? There's one thing to know him mentally, intellectually. There's another to know him in a spiritual confrontation. And in that confrontation, one knows their own mortality and at the same time meets infinity. The God who was, is, and will live forever, who has no beginning and has no end. And the Lord Jesus Christ opens up his hands and opens up his arms, and he stands at the door of your heart, and he's knocking. And if you will just open up that door and ask him to come into your heart and be the central figure in your life as Lord of your life, not just someone that fits in a compartment of what you do during the week or on holidays, but as a central figure in your life, Lord over everything, you will enter eternity. Eternity with a living God. When you ask him in, when you ask Jesus Christ into your heart, he comes in with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit takes up residence. All three. Eternity takes up residence within your very being. Your spirit is quickened unto life. And the word says, if that spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he will quicken your mortal body. Even your mortal body will be quickened. It's amazing. I have felt this, the quickening of the living God, where normally I would be tired, and the Holy Spirit just, he gives you energy that normally you would not have. Because he is eternal. There is no age limit. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are dynamic. We can't even understand that which lives forever. Always was, always will be, will never die. A creating force that is constantly creating. Man only recreates. And he only does what God gives him the intelligence to do. Most discoveries have come through revelation. Even though scientists have worked in the theory of deduction, many will tell you it was in the middle of the night. By inspiration, they came to the solution. The Creator is at work. And it is so dynamic, his love for you and his love for me. But he doesn't want to be in a collection that we have in our heart. He wants to sit on the throne of our heart because he loves us. And we have been created to reflect his glory. Paul, when he wrote to the Colossians, was trying to make that point, that Jesus is the only one to be worshiped. It's so easy to worship other things in other places. And it's not wrong to have interests and to be, the word calls us to be in the world, but not of the world. He calls us to use our mind, not to lose our mind, but to renew our mind by the washing of the water by the word, so that we can take those negative thoughts in our life and replace them them with the thoughts that God would have us have. Thinking about what is lovely, true, and beautiful, and of good report. Thinking on positive things. Always hoping the best. Looking forward, not in fear, but in faith. We can truly be transformed as the Transformer lives within us, but as we yield to what He wants to do. And the Holy Ghost is our teacher, and He promises to bring all things to our remembrance. Do you need that? I do. I can't find things. Did you ever lose your glasses, or maybe you have trouble with your house keys? And God, please help me. I can't even think where they are. And He'll give you what you need. He'll bring to your mind through the power of the Spirit of God, those things that you need to be more than conqueror through Him, so that you're not limited by your mortality, but you're expanded into infinity. And if one hasn't experienced this, it's hard to even imagine how your life could change and how your thoughts could change and how even your personality. And God chooses us with our own uniqueness. Not that we lose who we are, but we gained what He had in mind for us when He created us. Unique. We're all unique beings. But through the power of the Spirit, through the cleansing of the blood for forgiveness of sins, as we confess our sins, He conforms us into our higher self, into that perfect pattern that He has in mind. So if you're sick of yourself, you know, sometimes I get sick of my own voice. You just get tired of your life. I think there's some old songs that would say that. You know, is that all there is? No, that's not all there is. God has so much more for you. He's a boundary breaker. He can change your life. He can change you. He can change as you yield to Him and His word, how you relate to circumstances. Do you feel like a victim? Do you feel like you're used and abused? Do you feel like you're trapped? Well, that's because you're limited by your own mortality and your mental attitudes. But God, who is the Savior, salvation means healing, body, soul, and spirit. There's a redemption of the three parts of your being, that you can be made new in Christ. Paul, after he was changed from Saul to Paul, was a different person. Peter became the rock. He who was fearful became God's man of faith and power. Oh my, He'll take a stuttering Moses and have him lead millions. He'll take a blind Bartimaeus and He'll heal him. Yes, He will. And He'll take a Mary who was besieged with demons and set her free that she might worship Messiah, that she might be whole and complete. He'll take a leper and He'll rebuke that, speak healing, and heal the leper. Which are you? Leprosy could very well be today many things, but it also could be sin. Do you feel leprous? Do you feel that nobody wants you? Nobody wants to be around you? Do you feel that your life is so far gone that there is no hope? Jesus Christ healed the leper. Yes, He did. And He wants to heal you. For He is the healer. He is the divine physician.
Walking by the sea, come and follow me. just the same as when
the dead, healed the sick, but most of all, he gave us eternal life to live forever with him. What joy, what bliss. And we can start eternity now as we ask the Eternal One to come into our hearts. And that's what he really wants. He wants to rule and reign over our mind, our emotions, and our will. That part of our soul. And it's usually our soul that brings us so much pain. Did you notice that? Our emotions that cause us so much grief. But Jesus Christ, He is our peace. He is our righteousness, and He is our joy. And reading from 1 Peter, towards the end of the second chapter, this is the kind of life you've been invited to, the kind of life Christ lived. He suffered everything that came His way so you would know that it could be done and also know how to do it step by step. Jesus Christ was the pattern son, and He was victorious. And when we read in the New Testament, when we read the Gospels, and we found out how Jesus did live and how He overcame the enemy, He was tempted in every way that we were tempted. Jesus was totally human, yet totally divine. He wept, He laughed, He worked. Every emotion you have felt, Jesus has felt. And the Word says that He ever liveth to do intercession for you and for me. Through that identification, He knows every feeling that you have had, He has had, every temptation. The difference was that Jesus never sinned. They said terrible things to Jesus, but He was though a lamb dumb. He never answered back. He didn't defend Himself. He suffered in silence, content to let God set things right. He used His servant body to carry our sins to the cross, so we would be rid of sin, free to live the right way. His wounds became our healing. You were a lost sheep with no idea who you were or where you were going. Now you're named and kept for good by the shepherd of your soul, the good shepherd. He took it all to the cross. And when you are baptized in the waters of baptism, that's entering into a death experience, a death of the old man, the old self. And when you come out of that water, the waters of baptism, the newness of life. Surely when you ask Jesus into your heart, you are a new creature into Christ Jesus. But the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized in water to fulfill the law. Right. And became, He is our Savior, He is our King. And whatever you're going through in your life, through renewal, many times we've gone to church every Sunday of our life, but we're dry in spirit because we have never really had a spiritual encounter. We have maybe even felt the presence of God around us, had dreams, visions, but never surrendered to the living God. See, we don't find Jesus. He's always there. He's standing there looking for surrender. He is, I call Him the King of Hearts. He's not looking for us to work for Him to prove how much we love Him. That comes. But He's looking for a surrender of self. Will you give Him your life? And most of us are not ready to give our lives to Jesus until we're really in a bad spot. We've tried everything. And whether we come to Him because of fear of damnation, we come to Him because of bad finances, because we're desperate, we don't know where to turn, we're sick. Whatever the reason is, it doesn't matter. The important thing is that we come. We come, and He is the bridegroom of our soul. His arms are open wide to you. If you're tired of you, why not put on the new person in Christ Jesus? All things are passed away, and Christ makes all things new. You can have that new birth, that new life, by surrendering to Him. And maybe you have had an encounter in your life, but time has gone on and your heart's grown cold. It's so easy today in our society for our hearts to grow cold because of rejection, because of pain, because of anger, or maybe our life didn't work out the way we thought it would work out. And we feel betrayed by God even. And actually, we're upset with His church. Maybe we have felt rejected by His church or even a minister or people in the church, and we felt they didn't love us. And the real danger is that our love has grown cold. And it's a very, sometimes a subtle thing that happens. We become wounded. And layers come over our heart, and our heart becomes leathery. So we neither feel love or truly give love because we're afraid of being hurt. We're afraid of being disappointed or betrayed. And we see the life of Jesus. Surely He was betrayed, and yet He knew it, and He still loved. He knew the betrayer. He was even kissed by Judas. Have you received a Judas kiss? It hurts. Great loneliness. Great woundedness. But we know the healer. He wants to pour in the oil and pour in the wine. He has that balm of Gilead to pour in and heal your wounded heart. He created your heart, and He wants to heal you. Let Him. He is the healer of broken hearts, and He wants to heal your heart. Choose to forgive, and choose to bless your enemies. I know that isn't easy, but it's a decision in the will. Choose to forgive those who have hurt you and used you. And yes, we have all had those feelings. And it's a reality, you have been. And maybe choose to forgive yourself for allowing yourself to be used. Many times we're angry with ourselves more than we are with others because the expectations we have for our performance are far higher and wider than actually we can perform to. We have not accepted our own humanity. As human beings, we do things that are not proper. We put ourselves in positions where we are abused. So forgive yourself and make a decision that you will choose not to allow yourself to be put into a position where you will feel victimized. We do that to ourselves because we suffer from guilt, poor self-image, whatever those negatives are that are within your own spirit, because you don't know who you are in Christ, or more important, who Christ is in you. Christ, Jesus, the everlasting one, the faithful one, the Redeemer, and he's changing you. And be not discouraged, but believe that he's watching over you, that he's doing a work within you. But then we have responsibilities too. And reading from 1 Peter, 3rd chapter, suffering for doing good, summing it up, be agreeable, be sympathetic, be loving, be compassionate, be humble. That goes for all of you, no exceptions, no retaliation, no sharp tongue sarcasm. Instead, bless. That's your job, to bless. You'll be a blessing and also get a blessing. Jesus Christ was a blessing, and we're to bless. We're givers and not takers. We choose to love, choose to forgive, choose not to notice when others are doing us wrong, considering ourselves dead in Christ. The cross before us. Go to the cross, go through it, embrace the cross. Because beyond the cross is the glory of God. If we were truly dead to ourselves, we wouldn't notice so much. It's because we're so alive in our soul realm. There's so much more of us than Christ, but let's pray that we might decrease, that he might increase. Good night, and know that Jesus loves you with an amazing love. Allow yourself to feel his love. He loves you. Yes, he does. Good night.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.